Let's take our Bibles once again and turn with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 14. Proverbs 14. I'd like to look at one verse this morning, verse 11. Proverbs 14:11, the scriptures declare, "The house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish." Our passage begins this morning talking about that which men think is stable. I want you to notice that there's two different words here that's spoken of concerning dwelling places. One of them is a house, the other is a tabernacle. The word house there is a word that appears to be stable, firm, well built. That's what the word house there, the house of the wicked. But this is what the Word of God declares. That which man by nature thinks is so stable. Now this thing right here, now this has got a good foundation. It's got a good plan to it. Well constructed. I personally oversaw this. Made sure that every nook and cranny reinforced. Everything about the house are what the wicked thinks is stable. The scripture sets forth is going to be overthrown. Now to understand just what the house of the wicked is, we must refer to the words of our Lord in Matthew 7, 26, 27. "And every one that heareth these sayings of mine." Everyone that hears the glorious gospel of God's grace. Everyone that hears the message of sovereign, saving, electing, particular, redeeming, absolute quickening, effectual quickening, and absolute preserving according to God's purpose and God's word, and God's will. Everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house, his palace, upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." Now obviously in the day of judgment, all things are going to be revealed. All things are going to be made known. And in that day, every man is going to know his eternal destiny. That's when all things are going to be brought out. Therefore, let us hear. Let us ask. Let's be honest. Lord, make me honest. Lord, make me to be honest. Honest by your teaching. Honest by your spirit. Honest about who you are. Honest about who I am. Lord, help me. Teach me. Reveal your word to my heart and cause me to know you. Boy, if a person's got a heart to ask that, God's grace, God's mercy has been shown them. Lord, let me not look. I know based on your word Lord, I know that there's a seemingly stable house. What it's talking about is a man's salvation, his hope. I know, Lord, based on your word that I just read, that there's going to be many that's going to build what they think is stable. And it's going to be built on what you said, Lord, is nothing more than like sand. It's just, and the storms of your wrath and your justice, and everything's going to be tried according to your word. This is it. I'm telling you, we're going to be tried and judged by the word of God. Lord, you said that there's going to be a great fall. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, teach me. Open my eyes. If a man or woman has a heart to ask that, I'm telling you, God's opened their eyes. Now let's notice something. In that Matthew 7, he that heareth my word and doeth it not, to do there means to commit to be busy with, to carry on, or to act upon. That's what he that heareth my words doesn't commit to it. Isn't busy with it. Isn't carried on with it. Doesn't act on it. And I know this. I know, based on God's word, man by nature, I know that man by nature can't do it. But I do know this. I do know that Almighty God is going to make His people willing in the day of His power. Now, one of two things is going to happen when a man hears the Word of God. And I'm talking about that Word that absolutely gives God all honor, glory, and praise, and man none of it. None of it. None of it. One of two things is going to happen. Either he'll believe it or he won't. That's pretty simple. Either he'll believe it or he won't believe it. If he doesn't believe it, it's his fault. If he believes it, it was to God's honor, God's glory, God's grace. God gave my heart to. If Almighty God leaves a man alone and lets him do what he wants to, I've told you this before. I've heard men say everybody needs a fair chance. Let me tell you something. If you want to talk about fair chances, go back to the garden. Man blew it. Man blew it. That Almighty God is merciful and doesn't leave men to themselves is by His grace. Mercy. The Lord Jesus Christ said in John 14:6, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. No man. Well, I came by way of making a profession of faith. No, that's not the way. I came by way of partaking of the Lord's table. That's not the way. I came by being baptized. That's not the way. Effects and obedience to coming to Him, being baptized, that's a confession of our faith. That's not salvation. Coming to Him by grace through faith. I am the way. I'm telling you, you put your hand on it. You put your hand upon what you think is going to be helping And I'm telling you, it's polluted. Uzzah put his hand, the ark of the Lord was on that cart like it was going to fall, and Uzzah went out, put his hand on that thing to stabilize it, steady it, and God killed him. Why? Because he put his hand on God's property. He put his hand, that ark was a picture of Christ. And you try to reach out and help him. God helps those that helps themselves, that's baloney. God helps those that can't help themselves. There is no other way, no other truth, no other life. Christ and Christ alone. Faith in him. And a sinner be found accepted before Almighty God in absolute holiness. You think about this now. Whatever a man puts his trust in, it best be perfect. It best be done absolutely with no deviation to it. Man thinks that he can reconcile himself back to God, but everything about it better be unable to be scrutinized by God's eyes and God's law. It better be able to stand God's holiness. And when the wrath of God falls upon whatever you've trusted in, as God's wrath fell upon His precious Son when He was made sin, except it be able to withstand God's absolute justice, it's going to burn up. There is no other way. Cast away all that you might trust in, save Him, and don't put your hand on it. Get your hand off. And only a believer says, Lord, by your grace, I don't want to touch it. My flesh wants to. My flesh wants to. My flesh wants to be exalted. But Lord, you've taught me. God help me. The Spirit of God has convinced a needy sinner of their need of Christ. If they've been taught to count all of their former false hopes to be done, they will hear the word of the Lord by the grace of God, and they'll do it. That is, they'll commit to it. They'll trust Him. They'll cling to Him. They'll commit and be busy with and be carried on with what He has to say. They won't be trying to establish themselves a righteousness. They'll know, Lord, all of my righteousnesses are filthy rags. Lord, you alone are my hope. Romans 4:5 says, but to him that worketh not. Well, you know, it just seems like we'd be able to read that and believe it, doesn't it? Only by God's grace. But to him that worketh not, it's not engaged in, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith. Faith that is from above. Faith that is the gift of God. Faith that is the grace of God by which a man believes God. This is the only way that I can believe God. There's nothing in me, Pat, by nature, that I believe God. Man, as I am born in Adam, I don't have the capacity to believe God. I just don't have it. I don't have the ability to believe God. How can I believe Him? He must give me faith. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. And when it says his faith is counted for righteousness, do not think that it's saying that your faith is what God counts. It's the object of your faith. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth. He that justifieth the ungodly, the object of his faith, Christ, is counted for righteousness. Now you know that there's no other righteousness that God's going to accept except the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's him. It's his finished work. It's his completion. It's his faithfulness. Lord, you're worthy to receive all honor, glory, praise. The house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish. The tent, the tabernacle. The tabernacle that was in the wilderness, it was just a tent. It was, had some wood, it was covered in gold, and had some skins, had some linens. It was temporary. It moved. When God moved, it moved. The pillar moved, it moved. The fire moved, it moved. It just stayed. Well, they were here. Well, now they're here, there. Now here's where they are. It moved. A house is something that's built and stays right there. A tabernacle. It's a tent. Oh, the revelation that's given here by the Spirit of God. It's not our home. This is not our home. The wicked thinks that he's building something and it's going to stay here. That's what the house is. It stays in this place. This is not our home. We're just sojourners here. We're just traveling through. We're strangers and pilgrims in this world. We're in it, but we're not of it. That's what the Scripture says. I know that I see through a glass darkly, but I see enough to know that this is not my final place. Believers, they're new creatures living in a temporary tabernacle. This is the tabernacle in which I was born. Tabernacle. And this flesh right here is going to have to be put off. I know that. I know that this temporary right here is going to have to be put away. I know that. The guilt of it's already been put away. The presence of the sin that's with it now is going to be put away eventually. But I know this, while we're in this tabernacle, according to the revelation of God's Spirit, I know this, that while we're in this tent, this tabernacle, this temporary dwelling place, Almighty God has created in us a new man, and God resides in it. Know ye not that you are the temple of the living God? And here we are in this world. And I know that while we're in this world, we're struggling. But we realize that while we're in this world, God's keeping us. And just like in the Old Testament, the presence of God was there. Here we are in this place. And we know that we did not build our permanent house like those that build it upon the sand. Almighty God put us where we are by the grace of God. Psalm 92, 13, 15 says, These that He planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock. And there's no unrighteousness in Him. the heart of a regenerated saint. He knows that he himself had no part in the establishment or the maintenance of his salvation. The tabernacle of the upright shall flourish. Why? Because our tabernacle is established in Christ. Temporary now, but not always. Not always. Not always. Soon, very soon, owing totally to the grace of Almighty God and the purpose of Him whose word shall not fail, I know that right now this tabernacle appears weak. I know that men may look and hear what we say, just like what she's talking about here a while ago. I don't understand, the world may say, I don't know why you people talk about being so weak and frail and everything. We're happy. We're happy. I'll tell you this, God's people are happy in the Lord. And while they're happy in the Lord, they see the frailty of this flesh. And they struggle with it. They're disturbed by what they see in themselves. They're disturbed by the cumbersome things that they see that wars against their new man, their new mind. If the Lord has taught you concerning your salvation, if the Lord has shown you that you're helpless outside of Him, that without Him you can absolutely do nothing, my question is this, do you trust the Lord Jesus Christ to be the only way? Do you, while in this tabernacle, do you look for a city that has foundations? Not something I've built. Let's talk about what God built. Let's talk about what God has established. Let's talk about that city that has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. That's what I want to talk about. That's my final home. That's my rest. That's my peace. 1 John 2:17 says, the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God. And what is the will of God? This is the will of God, that you believe on Him that God sent. That's God's will. He that doeth the will of God abideth forever. The house of the wicked shall be overthrown. Oh, but the tabernacle of the upright is going to flourish. Yes, I do see myself as weak. I know I am. I don't have anything in myself, from myself, established by myself. I don't have anything to trust in. I realize that I am what I am by the grace of God. And I know that it is fleeting. I know that. But in that day, these things that this world looks at, that appears to them to be so stable, so solid, so firm, I know this. It's going to be overthrown. Only that which Almighty God has established is going to stand. May the Lord bless our hearts with these words.